Blog Talk Radio.
Johnson, and of course I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning. Hey, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Sin. How are you?
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited.
I'm so glad you are. Can you stand up late? I said, oh my God, you're going to go to bed?
Yeah, I know. I think I got maybe an hour and a half sleep.
God, that's outrageous.
I know it was. Anyway, I'm really excited, and because we are in a powerful book study right now on the law of attraction. And I think what is so amazing to me, Dr. Reggie, is you even said it this morning. You said, you know, we've studied this. And I go, yeah, I know we've studied this. But my goodness, it's a new way of looking at things because we have a deeper understanding. I'm having huge, huge spiritual growth here as we go through Hemoradia's book, Find You and Find Everything. You find everything when you find out who you are. That's the secret. And his subtitle is The Secrets to the Law of Attraction. So today, I need your help. You have got to share with me how the law of attraction is working in your life. You've got to press 1 on the telephone keypad. We want to hear your victory. There are no victims here. There's nothing but victors here. If the law of attraction is working for you, which I know it is, now, even if you just recognize that you have had a thought that was not your highest thought and you manifested the mess, share that. You know, maybe saying it will help you begin to shift out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So our call-in number is 914-338-0590. Another thing, you may be questioning, you know what, I've heard this stuff before and I really don't believe it. And let me give you an example why, and you want to share that with us. And then we will work with you and walk you through the process to begin shifting. So today is about hearing from you. So wake up, go get your cup of coffee, clear your throat, get the courage mustered up to press 1 on your telephone keypad after you dial 914-338-0590. In the meantime, we're going to have Dr. Reggie take us into our morning prayer.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beautiful energy flowing on the lines today. And those people who are listening, touch their hearts and touch their minds, letting them not be embarrassed, but to share. When they share, they help others with an outreach energy to share. People who are in similar circumstances know what they're going through. It will help them to move out of that energy and to shift. Everyone who's listening, including in the chat room, I ask that you touch their hearts and their minds and allow your spirit to move through their throats to talk. Let their tongues do the talking in a good way. And let us be able to help and help them to manifest, because you are wanting to manifest in them and bring them prosperity and greatness and love. And this broadcast will have an anointing on it for those who are listening, and they will be clairaudient and clairvoyant, and they will know that is the voice of God speaking through them. I really believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. So we have someone who's already pressed 1, so we're going to hear their tale this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Cynthia. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning.
Hi. Is this Jean?
Wow. Yes, it is. It's Jean.
Go ahead, Jean. You have a story to share with us this morning about how you've been using the law of attraction?
Yes, I do. I wanted to share. I have a tree in my backyard, and I've been wanting some pansies around this tree. And it's been like a couple months now. I actually been visioning and seeing the pansies up under this tree. And yesterday I went to Home Depot and was able to get a whole rack of pansies for like $10. And I mean, and that really would have cost me about $300 or $400, close to at least $300.
Wow.
For these pansies that I got for $10.
Wow.
Oh my God.
And I got pansies. I got pansies to cover my whole yard. It is amazing. It is amazing. And I was so excited because when I was coming home with the pansies, my truck was loaded. I actually had to take a second trip to go back to go get the
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Pansies. So it's just amazing because I will get out and walk my yard, and I will see pansies up under this tree. And yesterday, they manifested, and I was able to bring all these pansies home.
Oh, that's awesome. So,
that's beautiful.
So, listen, you know, when we kind of review the steps that we've talked about this week, clearly you were envisioning it. What were you thinking?
Actually, I was thinking, I was thinking how happy, you know, the scent of pansies and the beat of the flowers there. And not only that, be able to share the expression with my neighbors when they passed my house. It was just
happy thoughts.
Yes.
Now, how about your belief? Were you trying to say, now, how am I going to get these pansies? Or what were?
Yeah. Well, my thought was, I never thought about, I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to go out and buy all these pansies that I see up under this tree. I'm not going to go spend the money, you know, to go and put them up under there because I really wanted a lot of pansies. And God behold, I went to Lowe's. And I walked out of my truck. I didn't even go for flowers. And the lady said, hey, if you want to, we'll sell you a rack of pansies for $10. I'm like, $10 for a rack, a whole rack? That is really large.
So I love this. First of all, I don't think you really probably focused on, I'm not going to spend any money, but were you focused on seeing these pansies around this tree, and you knew you needed a lot of pansies, okay? It wasn't like you needed one little simple tray. You needed a lot of pansies. And then you got into this feeling of, oh, my God, wouldn't this be beautiful? And, oh, how wonderful it was. Really, the appreciation of nature. So those were like three of the major steps. Thank you so much for sharing that today. And then you got a deal. Because you didn't want to spend money, and you got more than enough. I love that story.
I do, too. I really do. Because you know what? She did something magical. When you align your spirit with nature energy, you are part of nature and an extension of nature, and nature responds back to you. God is in nature. And she saw the beauty, appreciation of this tree surrounded by this glorious color field of pansies, which will survive very well in the winter. And the next thing you know, the highest thought was in her mind, wouldn't it be nice and lovely to see this beautiful yard filled with these pansies and appreciate the beauty? She walked into a store, and somebody got the signal. And they allowed God to work through them and provide this whole rack of pansies. And the number 10 means the primary number of one in numerology, and that is a fire number. And she set that energy in the tone of her voice and nature and a person, and it all turned into success.
Wow.
And I think it's fabulous.
Fabulous. So somebody else is on the same vibration with me this morning, feeling fabulous. Three words.
Yes.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Jean.
Oh,
Jean, thank you so much. It's very inspiring.
Great.
Very much so.
Thank you, too.
Okay, so listen, I titled today's lesson, Hey, How to Manifest What You Want Really, 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 Really Fast. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to give you a couple of little tricks. Get your pen and paper out, and we're going to focus on how to manifest what we want fast, right? Okay, I'm going to roll back just a little bit, cover some things that we've talked about, because we may have some new people on. And I don't want them to get the good stuff without hearing the really good stuff, okay? So the universe, we know, responds to your vibration. And we know that that vibration is coming from our thoughts and our feelings and that it circulates throughout the universe. And it animates substance, and substance lies underneath everything. So this is that the substance is this is the magic stuff that the universe forms and pushes out into physical manifestation, but it comes from your thoughts, right? So the universe responds to your vibration, but it's not to what you have or don't have. It's not focused on what you have or what you don't have. And that's where we tend to keep our thoughts, what we have and what we don't have. And most of the time, what we focus on what we don't have, and that causes a big problem. So we'll cover that. So you tune into abundance by appreciating what you do have. You are offering up a vibration of abundance, and you attract more abundance. It becomes easier because as you see more abundance and your attention is on it, you attract more and more and more and so on. So if you are offering a vibration of dissatisfaction, that is a different frequency to abundance. And the universe cannot deliver abundance to you while you are offering a contradictory vibration. You would be in vibrational disharmony with abundance. They're talking about, he's talking about the clarity, the purity of your thought. Is it, I don't have? Or is it, I have it now. I've got it going on. You see how Jean did it? Jean said, oh, I have these pansies. It's going to be awesome when I get them. It's going to be beautiful. So you may say, oh, but I don't have a penny to my name. How can I appreciate anything? Well, the answer is through your vibration, not through what you have or don't have. It is about creating a vibration of appreciation through your focus. And let's use Jean's example. When she didn't think about the fact that she didn't have pansies, she walked past that tree and her vibration was, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if pansies were here? And then she began to envision them. And then she felt joyful, happy, happy. Just imagining the beauty of these pansies around this tree. And what Himmel is telling us is it's not important about whether you have the thing or not. What's important is how you feel, because your feelings are creating the vibration. Your emotions and your thoughts work together. If you're sad and depressed and oppressed about this, because Jean could have said, I would really love to have some pansies, but I don't have the money to get them. I don't even know where to go get them. Or if I get these pansies, who's going to plant them for me? She could have come up with all kinds of negative thoughts about those pansies. But her thoughts were pure and happy. Oh, it's going to be so beautiful when they're laid there. So here's your key thing word here. The universe responds to your vibration, not to what you have and what you do not have. Pay attention to your emotions, how you feel, because it is sending a vibration in alignment with your thought, of course, to the universe. And the happier that vibration, that happier you feel, as I've taught you in the past, joy is the highest frequency that you can experience. You were designed to be joyful. It is the highest vibration. And it is a signal that you are connected to your divine self, that you are in alignment with your divine self. Stop for a moment. Think about the times that you have been the happiest in your life, when you had the most joy, and then try to roll back and think about some of the thoughts you had at that time. That's when you were connected to the divine energy in you, when you were joyful. Do you remember Christmas time? When you were a kid and waking up and looking under the tree and finding the gifts. And at that time, my parents had me, you know, I believed in Santa Claus, and I was just excited at the miracle that this man in the North Pole knew exactly what I wanted, and it showed up under the tree. But isn't that kind of a form of the law of attraction? Is it not? You put that thought out there. You're saying, I want, I want, I want, I want. And I mean, it's not Santa Claus that brings it to you, but your parents sure do find a way to get you what you desire. And in all the time that I told myself there was a Santa Claus, I remember one year when we had just moved to New Jersey, and my father was saving money. So we were in the process of buying a house, and he rented a one-room apartment, like a studio apartment, because he didn't want to spend any extra money. So we were all piled up in this one room, and it was a horrible little place. I can remember that. Horrible. And so I told my mom and dad, I said, you don't have to get me anything for Christmas because I know we don't have any money. I didn't know all the details. I was too young to know all the details. But I think about that I realized that they were buying the stuff even at that age. But I was in denial. I wanted to believe in Santa Claus. So anyway, that's a little side note. But anyway, let's move on. So someone who has not even a penny to their name, they can find something to appreciate. Like, I appreciate this beautiful day, or I appreciate the sun that's shining down upon me. Oh, I love my body and that it takes care of me. Oh, I have some friends I really adore and appreciate. You can find something to be appreciative of. Dr. Reggie says the attitude of gratitude increases your latitude with God. And if we were to change those words around, it would be, it increases your latitude with the universe. It increases your latitude with source energy. So you can put whatever name you call God, that higher. So it increases your latitude with your higher self. An attitude of gratitude, finding something to be appreciative about. Now, why does that work? It is shifting your energy. So the minute you're feeling depressed, oppressed, repressed, search for something to be appreciative about. Because when you're in that state, you just keep saying the same thing over and go, oh, I'm miserable. Oh, I hate this job. Oh, I don't like my boss. Oh, I'm miserable. Oh, Cynthia, how you doing? I'm miserable. Let me tell you why. And so you stay miserable. But that's the time when you need to go hide in a closet and say, okay, let me think what I can be appreciative for. I'm breathing. I appreciate air. I'm moving. I appreciate my muscles working, my legs working, my arms, my hands. Keep breathing. Oh, I have a husband that loves me dearly. Oh, God, I love him. Thank you. I appreciate him. I had breakfast this morning. I had a cup of coffee. Find something. And you will gradually begin to shift out of it. Now, the amazing power of deliberate intent, Abraham Hicks goes through every kind of scenario telling you what is the highest possible thought. Because if you're way down in the deep, trenches of fear and doubt, you know, you may not be able to rise all the way up to something that's going to just get you jumping up shouting, hallelujah. So, but they encourage you to find just the slightest higher thought to move you to another frequency. Because remember, the universe is listening, it's waiting to hear and receive your vibration. So if you just move it slightly up, you have changed the vibration, and then you begin to change your experiences and the things that you see. The more quickly you move into that space of joy, the quicker you're going to manifest things. So write down, your number one task is to find something that you can be grateful for and that you can appreciate if you want to manifest quickly. If you are appreciating, the universe will give you more to appreciate, and the same is true to the contrary. So realize that the abundance and the prosperity that you have in your life today, it is already here. By putting your attention to it and magnify it and attract more. And I would say magnetize it. As you focus on it, and you focus on it with joy, and you magnetize it to you, and you're being appreciative and grateful and, oh, feeling all the joy and dancing in the floor because you know it's coming. The universe is saying, oh, I got a hot one over there. Let's go in there and feel that desire right now, because there's a clear, I got a super highway that's clear. There's no traffic jam here with fear, no traffic jam here with doubt. I can go straight through and give them what they are asking for. Universe is always waiting for you to ask. It is never about the environment you are in or the context. It is about your vibration. And so when you change your attention, and that means you're going to change your vibration, irrespective of what is around you, the things in your life change. So either your environment will adapt, or you may find yourself in a different environment, but whichever you are most in alignment with. I love it. I love it. So your now, your moment right now is the path to what you want. Remember, we said that abundance is everywhere. It's all around you right now, right at this very moment. That which you desire is already done. But what are you thinking? So if abundance exists in all places and at all time, remember we said it's infinite, it never runs out, and it's always there. It's a matter of whether you can see it. And I don't believe that Himmel is talking about seeing with your physical eyes. He's talking about seeing with your heart. Feeling as though it already exists. That's what Jean went through this morning. That's what she shared with us this morning. She felt those pansies already there and enjoyed them as if they were already there every time she walked past the tree. So you want to look for something in your life that on some level you can appreciate, no matter what it is, because the key thing is that you can appreciate it. And then you want to make sure that you genuinely appreciate it. Now, don't force it, but find something that you can appreciate no matter how small it is, because the key is your feeling of genuine appreciation. And as you focus upon it, your focus grows bigger and bigger, and you notice more to appreciate. So when you are focusing on appreciation in your now moment, you are channeling universal source, equal in meaning God, equal in meaning universe, okay, the source energy, your divine energy is flowing through you. You are connected with the source, and the universe is literally living and flowing through you in a great flow. Woo! I love the way that feels. You're marinating in the universe. You're doing headstands in your spirit, in the universe. Everything is within. Everything is within. Everything begins from within. So now here he says that most people are looking for the abundance that they do not see. And the irony is that it's about seeing the abundance that they do have. And the universe will match that vibration and give you more. And we talked about this yesterday, that the scripture says what? Verily, I say to you, if you say to that mountain, be thou removed, and don't doubt it in your heart, meaning, and notice when he said it's in your heart, you can't have doubt in your heart. It's not the doubt in your mind, it's the feeling of doubt. And isn't that in alignment with what Himmel is teaching us? It's the vibration that is sending out. It's the feeling nature. So when we feel, when you have doubt, how do you feel? When you are afraid that you can't get something, even though you want it so badly, how do you feel? Dr. Reggie says your emotions are your Geiger counter. The way you feel is a Geiger counter. And when it's tick, 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 tick on joy, whew, you're on the money.
Speaking of which, can I make a comment?
Yes, Dr. Reggie.
It's amazing to me because when you said the universe will match it, I want you to think about something very carefully in your mind. Every time I spend money, I'm never worried, oh, my God, how am I going to make this up, blah, blah, blah. Have you noticed when I spend that exact amount, it comes back to me doubled?
I certainly have.
Have you ever noticed that? No matter where it's from, it will come out of nowhere. I'll spend this amount of money. Let's say I spend $400. It will come back doubled.
I know.
Because God always works, and I always know that that's the way. I don't have to force God or believe so hard or act crazy. I just say, you know what? I know this is the case. That I'm blessing this money. Every time I spend it, it's going to be a blessing to someone, including myself. It comes back doubled every single time. It could be 5 cents or $5,000. It's going to work every time because I just accepted that belief in my energy system with emotion. And launch it to the universe, and it knows God is not deaf or forgetful. I send the universe energy that this is going to double when it comes back, and it always does.
I can testify to that. It's very true. And you know, the thing that's so beautiful about living with Dr. Reggie is that he lives these principles consistently. From the day that I first met him, I've had to learn how to live like this. He lived like this, and I'm going to tell you, when in the early days, it was very frustrating for me because I would say, we need such and such and such, and he says, I'm not worried about that. I'm not going to worry about us spending this money now. We'll get more, and I was thinking, oh, my God, how can you be so calm? But it never fails. This is a system that was created by the universe, and it will never fail you.
Amen.
If you follow the guidelines, it will never, ever fail you. Okay. You owe it to yourself to practice and prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Okay. So, oh, listen to this next line, Reggie, which is so in alignment with you. You do not have to chase anything outside of your now.
Amen.
And, we lay up at night thinking, okay, now how am I going to get this money? I got this bill. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? And then we try to come up with schemes. We are so creative because God gave us the creative ability. I'm amazed at some of the creative things. I'm saying it in a very nice way. Some of the creative ways people manifest what they need. And sometimes it gets them in trouble. Most of the time, if you put your hands in it, it will get you in trouble. You know how they say robbing Peter to pay Paul?
Yeah.
And you know that, and that can just turn into a big mountain of trouble for you. But if you hand it over to the universe and know that you're taken care of and know that all of your needs are met, it takes all of this chasing and scheming out of the picture, doesn't it?
Yes, so it takes faith to do it. It really takes faith because some people aren't ready for that yet. But like you said, if they practice this, you're always practicing the presence of God, and it takes practice. Mm. And it's a wonderful practice to do because everybody in life has a spiritual practice.
That's right. You know, the thing that I noticed when I first started in the Law of Attraction, it seemed to me that if I just took one or two little steps forward, that the universe would reward me to say, just I would give this. I just felt like, oh, she's trying. Bless her heart. Let's give her a little something. And I would and I would get a little miracle, and I go, oh, that worked. I would get so excited, and then I would keep trying. Honestly, you know, the old folks say, if you take one step, God will take two.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. If you just step out and try this, step out and what do they say? Step out in faith. Come on, baby, just step out in faith. If you will try these principles and put them to test, the universe is going to reward you. It's as if they're saying, yay, you've got a cheerleader. Yay, they're trying. Let's give them something. All right, so you don't have to chase anything outside of your now. If you see the abundance in your now by focusing on anything that you can appreciate, then you put your attention towards it, and you will find abundance will grow and prosper in your now. It is always about your vibrational offering to the now or in the now. And that's why it's so important to only focus on now. So when you find yourself thinking things that are not serving your highest good, stop. Stop. Recognize what you're thinking. Recognize how you are feeling. And then if it's not in alignment with being joyful or being positive, you need to try the trick of utilizing appreciation, finding the things that you can appreciate so that you can begin to shift your energy. So the better you feel, the higher your vibration and more attractive you are to all you want. And that includes getting a man. Hello? All you ladies out there talking about you want a man? You can't curse the thing that you want, baby. I know a lot of women who want to be in a relationship, but the one thing they do, they talk so badly about men. How can you hate the thing that you want the most? You're going to have to find something about men that you appreciate. And that has to be your conversation. That's where your thoughts have to lie. So he goes on to say, I love how Himmel just drives the point home. He does not come up off of it. What many do is that they doubt it. They doubt that the universe is going to supply them. Or they talk about why they cannot have it. Or the misfortune they have had in the past. Or how others have it and they don't. And by doing this, they offer a mixed or contradictory vibration, if not a very lackful one. So they draw the abundance, if they do it at all, and they push it away also. And so they do not get the experience that they are asking or that they want to have in their lives. you know, Dr. Reggie prays with a lot of people, and they call him for counseling, and he'll pray with them, and you know, what a prophet does. A prophet has enough energy, enough pure consciousness, that when you come to them with a need, they are using a law of attraction. They immediately go into seeing, envisioning, and believing and feeling that your need is met. And their desire for you is so powerful that it is transferred to you. But you always have an option to block it. And how do you block it? By your doubt and your fear. Jesus says, when two or more are gathered together, I am in the midst. So when you link up with another person that has the same belief that you have, and then it's a prophet on top of that, someone who has practiced having pure consciousness, pure potentiality, not bogged down with negative thinking, when you align with that consciousness, then it's like being supercharged. You're supersizing your desire to the universe. You know, when you're going through the drive-thru and you say, I want the combo meal, and they say, do you want to supersize it? So you get the jumbo drink and the jumbo fries, and the jumbo fat. But when you're working with a prophet, that's supersizing your desire and supersizing the vibration to bring forth what you want. And you know, so if you have friends, and this is what the whole business, this is why prayer partners is so important. Prayer partners supersize your request to the universe, the vibration. I just love it. But you got to find good prayer partners who have that pure thought, okay? So to supersize you. When you focus on anything, it grows. When you take attention away, it doesn't, and eventually it fades. And we covered that yesterday when I gave you the example of a house. And when we build a house and we're there and our consciousness is there, loving that house, keeping it clean, repairing it. But the moment we move out of that house and maybe a renter moves in, then we begin to see the quality of that home deteriorate. And you know, it's amazing because you can see it through whole neighborhoods where they begin to abandon the homes, especially now that we're going through this so-called bad economy. All of these people who are not in alignment with their divine self, and they're expressing that and experiencing that which someone else is telling them is the problem. You got to learn how to work the system, baby. But I'm talking about God's system. Saying that you do not have abundance and asking why you do not have it is like being in an ocean and asking, why are you not wet? There is abundance and prosperity all around you all the time. And the only reason you do not have it is that with your thoughts and emotions, you are not letting it in on some level. It is like you have this resistant belief that form an energetic blockage or a mesh to prevent universal flow entering. This may be around certain contexts or specific areas. It all depends on your beliefs and your vibration and those specific areas. Listen, no one can hold you from your good except you. No one can keep your blessings from you except you. It is time for you to take responsibility for your life. I don't care who you are. And for many of you, that's hard. We want to blame someone else for our problems. It doesn't matter if you have a problem, sweetheart, because I'm telling you the truth. Abundance is all around you, and you were created as a divine being, and you have the opportunity right now at this moment to change your life. All you have to do is say, I want. And you can fill in the blank. I want it so badly I can taste it. I want it so badly, oh, I feel it. And end it there. Don't go thinking about, now how am I going to get it? Or I don't deserve it. Or I've really screwed up my life. There's just no way I can fix this. And I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. Just say, I'm going down a different path today. I am whole and complete. I'm not damaged goods. I am divine. I'm perfect as I am. Everything that I've gone through has made me stronger, smarter, wiser. And I appreciate the trouble that I'm in because I know I can change it right now. Wow. The law of attraction is far more than getting stuff. The law of attraction helps us to heal. It's far more than just the things. It heals us as well. Your beliefs are your viewpoints on a subject and are your collection of thoughts on the subject. And we really did an in-depth study on belief. If you go through the archives, look for something that maybe that's titled Your Belief or How We Create Our Beliefs, because beliefs are nothing but thoughts that we think over and over and over again. So we always have the ability to change our thoughts, don't we? Therefore, we can change our beliefs. How quickly something comes to you is down to you and your thoughts. Being abundant and prosperous is as easy as you allow it to be with your beliefs. Your emotions from your beliefs and thoughts determine the path of least resistance for what you want to enter into your life. We've given you a great example today about how quickly something can come to you simply by you shifting your thoughts when Jean shared her story about desiring pansies. It happened quickly, and boy, was she blessed. $300 or $400 worth of flowers for $10. That's an answer to a powerful prayer. Dr. Reggie?
Yes.
You have anything you want to add to today's
session? I just think it's fantastic because, you know, it teaches us a lot of principles about the power of the mind. And we live in the mind of God. Many people think they're being punished by God, and that's impossible. He doesn't do that. We do it to ourselves. The highest elevation of the energy of God, the energetic signature and energetic frequency, is love and miracles and poise and joy. Anything is out of array with that energy, we do it to ourselves. We disconnect with the energy, and that's just impossible because God is always in you and with you all the time. You're not being punished by a force of evil, by some man sitting in a chair, and you know, that's crazy. He loves you. That's why he thought of you as an idea in its mind before you were born, and even before you were thought of as an idea in the universe and came forth. But you are always connected to God, the mighty power that is. And what I say as we do our closing prayer, I wish everybody here to be blessed by the law of attraction and know that no matter what they do in this body, on this earth, at this time, that they are greatly blessed according to their own belief. Even Jesus said, be it done unto you according to your belief. Thy faith has made thee whole. As I go into this prayer now, Father, thank you for blessing every single person, every listener, and I ask that they be anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit and blessed in all that they do and say. By the energy of the Christ, we pray. Amen.